Put Jazz in your washing machine. Finest jazz you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Duz brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Mrs. Bauer speaking.
Bertha, this is Ted.
Oh, hello, Ted. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm all right. Is there anything wrong?
Wrong?
I mean about Bill.
Bill? Didn't he tell you?
Tell me what?
That he was going to be out of town for the day.
Oh, yes. Yes, I just thought... What is it, Ted?
Do you have any plans for lunch?
Why, no.
I thought I might drive out to Beverly Hills and take you to lunch.
Well, why go out anywhere? I mean, I could prepare something for us here.
Splendid. I'd enjoy that very much.
What time can I expect you?
Shall we say 1 o'clock?
Well, that'll be fine. I'll see you at 1 o'clock, then.
Why is it, Bertha, that you appear rather upset as you go about preparing lunch for your brother-in-law and yourself? You'd like to know, wouldn't you, why Ted is making this trip to Beverly Hills. What does he want? That's what you're asking yourself. Just what does he want? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duz.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duz. Duz does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Duz. It's certainly true. Duz gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Duz. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Duz because we put more into it. Only Duz of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Only Duz contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Duz gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Duz does everything. Get a box today, and you'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duz.
Would you care for more iced tea, Ted?
No, thank you, my dear. A cigarette will top off a very delicious luncheon. Will you have a cigarette?
Well, I don't usually smoke, but... Well, yes, I'll have one.
Good.
Thank you. Bill doesn't like me to smoke, but what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Right you are. Oh, this is a lovely dining room. Charming is really the word.
I think so.
Tell me, Bertha, do you like your new home?
Oh, very much. There's room to breathe, if you know what I mean.
Yes, indeed I do. And Bill?
Well, he hasn't gotten used to it yet. Besides, he feels that we pay too much for it.
Not really.
Yes, he does. Shortly before we moved here, he'd been around to several real estate offices.
Oh?
They told him he didn't get a very good buy.
I can't believe that.
It's true. One real estate man told him that at the most he might get $30,000 for it, furnished.
Do you think that's quite to the point? Well, what I mean is, Bertha, a home is worth, at least to me, what it means to the individuals buying it. If it suits their purpose, if it's what they want, what they've been looking for...
Of course. I agree with you, Ted, but... Well, Bill was sort of thinking of it as a... resale proposition, you know.
Well, if he waits long enough, that is, if he really wants to sell the house, someone will come along and give him his price.
He doesn't think so.
The house isn't for sale at present, is it?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't think it was.
Oh, no. This is the kind of home I've always wanted, Dad. And I think it's the kind of home Bill wanted. But you have to understand Bill to know how he thinks. You have to know his family, too. He's been brought up with a certain... Well, how can I say it? I guess maybe it's a rule. Don't buy anything unless you can pay for it. Nothing is worth going into debt for.
Now, you think, do you, that the responsibility is too much for Bill?
There are times when I think that, yes.
Yes, I've been under that impression myself.
Has he said anything to you, Ted?
No, not since you've moved here, no. But there had been a change in him. Or haven't you noticed?
You mean his drinking?
I don't like to say this, Bertha, but there's been some talk in the office. Bill has been drinking more than he should.
I know. The funny part about it, Ted, is that he never drank it. In fact, he doesn't like it.
He seemed such a stable, feet-on-the-ground individual when he first came with the agency.
Yes, I know.
I had a talk with him several weeks ago, tried to caution him.
He didn't say anything to me about that.
You wouldn't expect him to, would you?
What did he say?
Not much. I've been aware that he makes a point of not drinking with any of the men in the office, but I have an idea he drinks alone. That's not good, Bertha.
I don't know what to say. Really, I don't.
Oh, now, I don't want you to worry, my dear. If it's necessary, I'll have another talk with Bill.
Should I say anything to him?
By no means. If it's at all possible, ignore the matter.
You know, Ted, you're really pretty wonderful.
That comment is most refreshing, after the accusations of your sister-in-law. As you'd think to hear her that I was nothing shorter than an ogre.
I can't understand Meta. I had a long talk with her the other day. I tried to reason with her.
Oh?
I know how upset you are, Ted, even though you don't show it. I know what Chucky means to you. And as I told Meta, he needs a mother and a father. Oh, I was so angry with her, Ted, that I... Well, I said some things I was a little sorry for afterwards.
Just what did you say, my dear?
I told her she... Well, that she brought trouble to everyone.
You didn't mean that, though, did you?
Yes, I did. Ever since I can remember, since I've known Maida, she's always managed to hurt someone. Even Chucky.
Even Chucky?
You know as well as I do, Ted, that he's not crazy about his mother.
You've sensed that, have you?
Sensed it. I've known it. When Maida first got Chucky back and they were living in Selby Flats, why, even Bill used to tell me how crazy Chucky was about Trudy and how he wouldn't call Maida mother. He just doesn't act like a boy does toward his mother.
Hmm. And I thought I was prejudiced.
What do you mean?
I don't think Chucky even wants to be with Meta. But that's understandable, don't you think?
It isn't to me. I don't know why a child should act that way. It isn't normal.
Don't you think that Meta upsets the boy? She isn't too stable, you know.
Isn't she?
I don't think so.
Well, you should know, Ted.
So should you.
Of course, I haven't been around them too much, you know.
No, but you have been sufficiently to have concluded by this time that Meta is not a fit mother.
Not a... Well, I don't think I'm exactly in a position to say that.
Oh, I think you are. Forgetting Meta for the moment. While we've been talking, it occurred to me that you and I might be able to work something out for Bill.
Well, what do you mean? How?
I could. Of course, it would take a bit of doing. Put him under contract with the agency. Say a 5-year contract. That would give him a feeling of security. With proper budgeting, it's very possible, under those conditions, of course, that he would be able to pay off the major portion of his debt.
Do you think you can swing something like that, Ted?
Yeah, it's possible, yes.
Would you? I don't like to ask any more favors of you than I have, but if you did just this one thing, well, it would mean everything to us, to Bill.
I can't promise anything, you understand.
Oh, you're too modest, Ted. You know that the agency would do anything you recommended.
Well, one has to be careful about what one recommends, Bertha.
I'm sure that if Bill had a contract and knew he was going to have a job for the next 5 years, well, that would be the end of his drinking. I'm sure of it.
As sure as you are that Mater should not have Chucky?
I didn't...
No, I realize you didn't say that. But if you were called as a witness in a divorce proceeding, I'm sure you're honest enough to give the facts as you know them. Naturally, Mr. Rawlings would like to talk to you. I would suggest that you phone him for an appointment.
But, Ted, I... Maida is Bill's sister. I don't have to tell you how close they are. Why, if he knew that I was over to see Maida the other day, I don't know what he'd do. And if I should...
Think it over, Bertha. Think it over.
White whitewashes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove. How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. See what a pleasure it is to get white whitewashes without red hands. Dove can make this promise because only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Dove does everything.
Or white, white washes without red hands. Change to Dove. And don't forget, send for your set of four quick-cut steak knives. They're actually worth $2, yet Dove offers four of these stainless steel beauties for just 50 cents and a top from one giant economy-sized box of Dove. Get handy order blank for these steak knives at your store today. Ted White receives a court order giving him permission to see his son in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.